Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Clogasmic Nail Tech Talks. Today I had the pleasure of talking to the gorgeous Erin. She is an award-winning nail artist, an educator, a content creator. She's just fab. She's literally unreal. So grab yourself a cuppa. I hope you enjoy this episode. And remember, if you're a nail tech and you want help building and growing your business, your confidence or your nail art skills, you can get more from me at www.clogasmic.com. I'm sure we can help you there, and I would love to see you there too. So let's get into it. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Clogasmic Nail Tech Talks. Now, two times I've put out on our Instagram, who should we have on the podcast? Who do you guys want to hear from? And both times a few of you have said about Erin. I love her as well. I love her work. I love how she shows up online. She's bubbly, she's fun, her reels make me smile, and she's incredibly talented as well. So for people who do not know who you are yet, Erin, please let us know a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you got into the wonderful world of nails.
Hi, I'm Erin.
Hi!
Thank you so much for having me. I am based in Fareham, which is in Hampshire. I rent a room in a salon called Diamond Key, which is split up into little rooms, which are essentially lounges. So that's where the name The Nail Lounge came from. And I've forgotten what else I was going to say. Oh, how did I get into nails? Wow, I don't really know. I kind of fell into it. I was a dental nurse. I was a dental nurse when I first left school. And then I thought, you know what, someone very close to me told me, you'll never make anything of yourself, it's a rubbish job. So it made me want to do it more.
Yeah. I love that. So you're like Jovan, he's like that. Like, if people tell him he can't, it's like it ignites a fire. I love people like that. That's so cool.
Yeah,
that was, so was it always something you were interested
college.
In? Yeah,
it was more I love art. And I was just not sure where I wanted it to go. So I thought, right, I'll do beauty at college. And nails just kept jumping out at me. So I went and did a private course in just nails. And it just went from there. I started doing it just with friends and family. I did it on the side of a full-time job that I had in an office. When I had my first son, I started doing it more. Then I had my second really close after. And I was like, I can't go back to this office job. I'm going to have to make something work. And I thought, this is the point you get when you're like, just go for it.
So I did. Oh, I love that. I love that. And to whoever's out there now, because you're smashing it. You're inspiring people. You are showing up on the gram and you're just absolutely amazing. So I hope they're listening. Love that. So was it always one of your dreams to sort of work for yourself in some capacity, or did that just sort of happen?
It's always been a dream of mine. I never thought I'd actually reach it. And I kind of, my husband was one of my biggest, like, they do it, don't they? They just push you, don't they? They're like, you can do it. I just thought, I can.
Yeah, I love that so much. And it's so true, isn't it? I always say that sometimes you just need someone to believe in you until you catch up. Like, it's just like a catching up game, isn't it? When it's you personally, we're all our own worst critics. And if you've just got even just that one person who believes in you, then over time you're like, do you know what? They're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that. So also, I touched on an intro. I love how creative you are in your reels. Your reels make me smile. They're informative. Also, I'm so here for your gorgeous curly hair. Side note, I know I'm off topic. I will come back to it. But I remember when I first started just seeing your reels regularly and I was like, her hair is just unreal. Right. So I literally love it. Love seeing your reels pop. So where do you get inspiration for your reels?
Reels in general, I just love creating videos. I love music in general, and I think I've always loved music and the beats of music and being able to put nails with music. And I like being able to just the creation of it flipping and just that sort of side of things, like I love that. Absolutely love it. Yeah, I got a little bit addicted.
Yeah, no, but babe, it's a great addiction. Keep on coming. Like, honestly, some of them have really made me smile. And like you say, you're very good at like the musical, like the tonality of it, and like making things cut in and out and just when. But you've always been quite like technical. So you into like that techie side of things, like chopping up videos and stuff.
Do you know what? It's got more and more. I'm doing more and more of it. Over the last sort of year, it's just developed into something else that I do.
Mm.
And I create reels for other people, like friends and stuff like that, and people that I work with. They always say, oh, can you just quickly stick something together? And I'm like, yeah, okay, just give me something. I'll make it. I love it.
You love it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So for anyone listening who maybe isn't quite into reels or who is but just needs a little bit of help, what like tip could you give about creating reels? What's like one thing that you're like has to be in your reels or something that you always think of?
Something catchy. It has to catch. Like something, I always like, for my personal side of things, I like catchy music.
Mm.
And if it catches someone's eye or ears within that first few seconds, it's like it's going to grab someone's attention. Mm.
That's a good one. Yeah, no, that is a good one, I think. Because I think as well, when you think about it, it's not until you even sort of said it, but it's so true. Like, even with me with Instagram, like, I think maybe years ago when Instagram first came out, my scroll thumb was a bit slower. Like, I maybe gave things, you know, like when it was just pictures, you'd be scrolling, actually like looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
But now you're sort of like whizzing through, aren't you, really?
Yeah, you do.
You need
and it's something that's got to really grab someone's attention.
Love that. That is a great bit of advice. So also, I can't wait to talk to you about this. The brush collection. Please tell us about, I want to know it all. What made you want to create them? How did it start? How did you come up with like the look of them? Because they're so sleek and classy looking. So tell us about this.
So it was in lockdown and I thought, okay, I've always wanted to do something. Again, it's something to push and tick off of my goals of my career.
Yeah.
And I thought, I want something that's mine and that will help someone that's new to the industry and have a range of everything that they need. Mm. And because I teach as well, so I thought, right, if a beginner came to me and they were like, what brushes do I need? Mm. I'm like, well, this covers everything.
Yeah.
Everything that you would need for any kind of nail art is in this collection.
Yeah.
So I sat and I thought, what do I use on a daily basis as a nail tech myself? So I just listed everything that I do like in a week. And yeah, that is when the brush collection was born. I made a list of everything that I wanted. Then it was, how do I want it to look?
Mm.
And how would it represent me as a person? And it had to be matte black because that's my favorite color.
Love that. But you can never get bored of that, right?
No.
Like, I feel like, especially like in terms of like being a nail tech and like having a display, like matte black anything is just like classy.
Yeah, love it.
A winner. Yeah.
Yeah. 100% love it.
I love that. So I love that you just thought to do that. And it's so true. It's nice having like a bundle that you can be like, this is what I use, this is what you need.
Yeah.
You smashed it. They're just gorgeous.
Oh,
so
thanks.
What are your favorite looks to wear yourself? Because you create all these incredible looks online. I was shamelessly stalking you, I'm just gonna the other day when I was writing out the questions for this podcast, because I do it to all of the guests, shameless confession, I do it to all of you, upcoming and past, to see what questions I want to ask you. And I was looking for all of your content, and you did some recently that were like rose quartzy. They had like a gold, a sort of trim, like quite long, almost stiletto-y.
Yeah, another one for me.
I was like, oh my gosh, they're unreal. Like literally the shape, the colour, the everything. So are you quite adventurous with what you like to wear?
I can be.
Mm-hmm.
I went for bottomless brunch a couple of weekends ago and I put on a long stiletto set and they were different colour neons with a black flame.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So when I'm going out, if I'm doing something, I will go all out.
Yeah,
if it's day to day, it's like just a short nude easy. Doesn't matter if it gets trashed.
Yeah. Yeah. They look nice though. They suit you even that. Do you know what I mean? Like that. Even though they're like classic, they really, really suit you like that as well. And what are your favourite looks to create then? Like if a client came in and said, Erin, I'm yours, go for it. What would you do?
Ooh, celestial.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite.
Really?
Has to be celestial, yeah. All the time. With a nice nude base. Almond, really crisp almond shape, and like a mixture of black, white with a bit of gold in there. Oh, gorgeous. My absolute favourite.
Love that. That, do you know what? I've never had any, I don't think I've even done anything like that. You've inspired me now. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's, I've never had anything like that on myself in that colour palette. Love that. Love, love. So next question. If you had to wear one colour for the rest of your life, it's not going to chip. It's just going to be flawlessness. What would it be? We want brand name and colour name.
Oh, it's a tough one. It's got to be... Oh, that's really hard.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's got to be forever.
Forever, ever, ever.
Black.
Yeah, it's a good choice. Yeah, this is it.
It goes with everything.
Yeah, it does. It totally does. And I feel like it looks great on any length, any shape.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Bold, but classic.
Yeah.
So as you know, I'm all about sort of mindset side of things as well, as just the nails and like pushing positivity out there, which I know you are as well. I mean, that's why we connect with you so well on Instagram and stuff, because you are like a ray of sunshine. So what are your tips for people on creating a healthy work-life balance?
I never used to have one.
Me too.
Before lockdowns and everything, I was working 7 day weeks and I just didn't stop, and it does take its toll. And I think lockdown taught me a lot that I was missing out on a lot of life and put work. I was so focused on pushing myself to build a business when actually you can do that as well as enjoying a life. So I kind of came back and changed my hours a bit and gave myself a couple of evenings off, worked every other weekend, and just switch off from everything when you're not working. It's really difficult, but it makes such a difference.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for being so open about that, because that's sort of what I want from this podcast. I think we're all so different and so similar at the same time, and especially nail techs, I think a lot of us do that. You sort of get into this thing where you end up working so much. Like there was such a chunk of my time in my relationship with Jovan pre-Kingsley where like I missed out like christenings, baby showers, all of that. It's always on a Saturday. And there was such a chunk of time where like even if we got invited, I didn't even look at the date if Jovan said it was on Saturday. I was just like, I can't go. And I'm like, why did I do that for so long? Like for so long, I was just like, I can't go. It's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And like, we work so hard to run your own business. Like, it's amazing. I would encourage people and want to support people who want to take that jump. You know, we work so hard to work for ourselves and sometimes end up like missing out on so many things because you feel like you can't, when you feel you should actually feel like you could even more so because you're your own boss. Yeah. It's so weird, isn't it, that we do it?
And you kind of get... I don't know about you, but you almost, it's drummed into you from the very beginning, from the start of my career, to people please. It from the very beginning, old school, you are there to people please, when actually you do need a life.
Yeah.
And if I dropped quite a lot of hours and people worked around me.
Yes.
Yeah, they weren't happy to begin with, but they still fit in around me because they still wanted to see me. So don't worry about it, basically, because it will work out.
It's so true. We'd definitely listen to that, guys. It's so true, because I wish, you know, I think it does happen over time. And like you say, I think like a lot of the silver linings of 2020 was that we did all sort of like slow down and like reevaluate things, and I almost wish, like, if I could go back and tell myself that, I would tell myself, my younger self, that
I would have, like, told it that. You're that a long time ago.
You're your own boss. Like, you are your own boss. Like, book the time off. Like, even if you have to shuffle people, like, 9 times out of 10 people are so much more accommodating than your brain tells you they're going to be. Like, I just used to point blank be like, I can't do it. They're going to say, like, I don't want to let people down. Like you say, the people pleaser in me. And over time, then you start to feel like you're missing out. So, yeah, love that you've said that. And also, you have so many incredible things going on. Obviously, like with the Bushes, I'm guessing you have stock. You do clients, you do training, you are a family lady and a wife and all of these things. So what does a day in the life of Erin look like? And how do you manage your time?
Oh, carefully. It's very much like, I don't know, get up, take the kids to school, go to work. Some days I work a half day, and when I'm working a half day, I'll get like admin-y bits done at home as well as being able to do stuff in the house. Some days I'll do a 10 to 8 day, but I only do that like once or twice a week. And I've just recently trained in permanent makeup as well, so I wasn't doing enough already.
That's so cool. Are you enjoying it?
Absolutely love it. It's so artistic. It's amazing. I love it. It's just like another extension of art, just in another form. Love it.
That is so cool. I want to talk to you about that after this, definitely. I want to hear more about this. So what one piece of advice would you give to other nail techs in this series of podcasts? I want to try and collect a one thing from all of our guests, whether that be like a book or a quote or something that gets you through when times are a bit tough. As I say, someone's listening and they're struggling to build and grow their brand or get clients and things.
That's a tough one. I suppose it would be, for me, don't give up or listen to the negativity. Just keep going, because even on a bad day, it's never gonna, those bad days don't last. And if you want something, you can really get it.
I love that. That's such a good idea. It's such
I'm not very good at stuff like advice and things,
is, and you've given so much even already in this, like, don't give up is huge. Because I think as well, like, one bad day doesn't define your whole career, does it? But like in the day, it feels like all consuming. But in the grand scheme, like,
In the grand scheme of things, one day out of, you put that one day with the rest of the year. You're not going to remember that one day if you have a really good rest of the year.
Definitely. So don't let one day like make you want to give up. Love that one. And who are your inspirations? It doesn't necessarily have to be anyone nail related, but who inspires you the most?
Oh, there's so many, and I want to mention them all.
You can name a few, that's right.
There's like nail ones, there's permanent makeup ones, there's like boss ladies. So my two main ones, industry-wise, is obviously Katie Barnes.
She's absolute fab, isn't she?
Babe. And Becky Gibbons. So she's in permanent makeup side of things, but she is also the salon owner of where I work. So we're constantly bouncing things off each other. Massive inspiration from when I first ever started. She's insane. And my grandma.
Love that.
That's a little bit cute, isn't it?
That's so nice. 100% love that one. And what are your top tips for anybody who's listening who wants to start out but just hasn't taken the leap yet?
Oh, do it. Just do it. Just bite the bullet. If you haven't taken that leap, just take the leap. Just do it.
Just go for it.
As scary as it is, it will work out. It really will.
Love that too. And what do you wish you knew before you started out in the industry? What would you go back and tell yourself?
Don't worry so much.
Love that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry so much. It'll all be all right. And you'll do okay.
Yeah. Love that. If only we had a crystal ball, right? It would be so helpful in the beginning.
Honestly, it would have saved myself a lot of worry days.
100%. Thank you. And what are your goals for the future? Anything you're happy to share with us?
My goals, I want to get a Scratch Star Award. That's my five-year plan is one day.
Love this.
And I want to write a book.
Okay, about what?
Just a bit about everything, really. Everything that I've learned over my journey from start to finish, I want to write about it. Whether it gets published or not, I just want to write about it.
No, but I love that.
I would love to write a book.
Do it. Go for it. Like I said, you already inspire so many people. And I think that we need more things like that now. Yeah. I think that'd be amazing for you to do something like that. Like I said it before on here. And I love Instagram. Like, it is my fave social media in the world. However,
same.
I think with seeing the shiny all the time, as I call it, and the perfect all the time, it's great. You know, if you write a book, people are going to be they able to feel less alone.
Yeah. And all the mistakes I made. And everything that I've learned from in the nail side of things, not just business wise, but nail art and the things I've learned. Yeah, crazy.
Love that so much. And where can people find you? Because I just want to touch on that as well before we go. So I know you do like workshops and one-to-ones and teaching and training. What do you teach? What are you training and how do people get involved?
So I teach at the salon that I work in. And I teach some of my stuff. And I also teach for Katie Barnes. I teach her courses. And that's all things nail art, Acrygel. Acrygel is my go-to now. I used to be very acrylic-based. Mm-hmm. But no, Acrygel and gel nail art is very much my thing. Nail prep, sculpting, all of that sort of,
Love it. It's everything.
Advanced.
That's so cool. So if people do want a book or get some more Erin in their lives, where do they go? What do they do?
Okay, so they can contact me directly, and then I can point them in the right direction of any courses that would be best for them. Or if they know what courses they want, you can browse through on the website, which is www.katiebarnesacademy.com. And you can find all the courses available on there.
Amazing. I will pop all that in the show notes anyway, guys. You can just literally scroll down and I will pop the website. I will pop Erin's Instagram, like a clickable link. So you can just click and it will take you straight to all the things that she's mentioned there. But thank you so much for your time today, honestly.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so grateful. No, you're amazing. Honestly, you're smashing it. Keep showing up on my feed with your gorgeous curly hair and your incredible knowledge on nails. Because I love it. And I wish you all the best for the future.
And you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't she lovely? I feel like I could listen to her calming voice forever. She's so, so nice. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. I've popped her Instagram in the show notes, so make sure you go and give her a follow. And if you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot, share it to your Instagram stories so we can see. I absolutely love to see that you guys are listening and that you've got something from these episodes. And remember, if you're a nail tech and you want help building and growing your business, your skills, your confidence, your nail art, if you want inspiration and all that good stuff, you can get more from me at www.clogasmic.com. We have over 350 nail art tutorials and workshops available for you there, and I'm always there to answer any of your questions. And I will catch you next week. Thank you so much again for listening, guys. Take care.